This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Taxation Committee will come to order. I would like to welcome everyone on the committee and in the audience here, and I'd like to also welcome everybody that's listening on the internet or by whatever means they have nowadays. They're numerous, so welcome to all of you. I want to remind everyone to have your cell phones turned on silent so that we're not interrupted. So far, my penalties have been severe enough, I've never had an offense. So we won't discuss the penalties right now. They're just too bad to talk about. With that, we'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senators Kamak?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
Russell?
Here.
Stalzer?
Here.
Wismer?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
We have a quorum.
For those of you who have read the minutes from the previous meeting, the chair can now entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting. So moved by Senator Kamak and seconded by Senator Otten to approve the minutes from the last meeting. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. I would like to remind anyone who wants to testify to make sure that you sign in by the door. And when you testify, please have, if you're not just representing yourself but another group, that you will have an identifying device in the front of you, your person, so that we know who you are. If we have handouts, just give those to the pages, and they'll distribute those to the committee and also to the audience as needed. And all questions and comments should be addressed through the chair. And I see that we have chairs here with yellow shirts on, pages in chairs with yellow shirts on. So I want the pages, because they're awesome this term, to come in to the podium up there and identify yourself and tell us where you come from and where you're going.
Good morning. My name is Julia Russell, and yes, I'm related to Senator Russell. I'm a junior.
Yeah.
It's strict.
I'm a junior from Hot Springs High School. I'm not quite sure what I'm majoring in yet, but I'm hoping to receive a volleyball scholarship.
Hi, my name is Nancy Flaherty. I am a junior at Watertown High School, and I plan on majoring in business and specializing in public relations after high school.
I wish we'd sit up trying to get through math class. Do we have any personal privileges on the part of the committee or anybody else for that matter? Hearing none, we'll just dig right into it. And the first order of business is the executive appointment hearing for Mr. Jim Terwilliger. Go ahead and take the chair, identify yourself. Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Senate Taxation Committee. My name is Liza Clark, and I'm the Chief Financial Officer for Governor Noem, and I'm here to ask for your favorable recommendation on the advice and consent of Jim Terwilliger as the Secretary of Revenue. Jim has is here to speak on behalf of himself on his history, but he has been a respected member of the Bureau of Finance and Management for the last 12 years. Most of you have seen him in his role as the state economist and as an expert in a lot of the tax codes in the state of South Dakota. So I know he's been in front of this committee for the last several years. Governor Noem saw him as a leader in state government and for his commitment to not only service, but to also the fair and equitable treatment of everyone. He has been in front of multiple committees in the legislature and has been a leader in the Bureau and as well as all of state government. And so with that, I would ask for your favorable consideration, and I would defer to Mr. Terwilliger on any of his background information. Thank you.
Thank you, Liza. Are there other proponents? Well, I would hope so.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Jim Toliger, thanks Commissioner Clark for the kind words, and thanks to Governor Noem for her confidence in this opportunity to serve the people of South Dakota and to work with the extraordinary team that we have at the Department of Revenue. Liza mentioned a little bit of my background, and so I've been with the Bureau of Finance and Management since 2006, serving as a capacity for state economist for that whole time since through this last year through 2018, as also as deputy commissioner and with the Bureau. Education background, I got a undergraduate degree in mathematics from the University of South Dakota, and I also followed up immediately with a master's in business administration from USD as well. As I mentioned, I've been with BFM right out of college. Just a little more background, I worked in the Sioux Falls area for an ag finance company as a credit analyst for about a year and a half. And then the company I was working for went through kind of a merger. Producer lending division and a commercial lending division were kind of combining and moving some of those jobs to the Twin Cities. And at that time, I'd had the opportunity to relocate, actually, and I met with a relocation specialist, and I'll never forget it. They had a chart, and it showed the metro area of the Twin Cities, and she said that there's 5 million people in the state of Minnesota, and about 3 million people live in the vicinity of this map. And there was color-coded commuting times to drive to downtown St. Paul to get there. And I, right then, that made my decision pretty easy. And so I was looking for different opportunities, and I landed here in Pierre. And so so I've been with the state government since 2006. I've grown to have a passion for public service. I'm not a native South Dakotan. I grew up in central Iowa, a small town called Guthrie Center, small farm town. Ever since I stepped foot in South Dakota, fell in love with the culture, the people, the state, and I really have developed a passion for public service, serving the taxpayers and citizens of South Dakota. And a lot of those decisions that get made, I really keep that in mind. I try and put myself in the shoes of the taxpayer, citizen, and view it from that lens when a lot of those decisions are made. Personally, I met my wife at USD in Vermilion. She's from Lincoln, Nebraska. We have no family in South Dakota. We chose South Dakota to be our home. I've got three children. I've got my oldest daughter, Reese, is 13. She's at the middle school over here at Georgia Morse Middle School in seventh grade. And then I have a 10-year-old boy in fourth grade and a 7-year-old boy in fourth grade, and they attend St. Joe's here in town. And so, you know, I'm certainly blessed. I've just been on the job here for a few weeks with the Department of Revenue. Just an incredible amount of a team at Department of Revenue, the employees, a lot of background. We were in front of this committee earlier. You saw a lot of the experience and background that is at the Department of Revenue, and I'm extremely excited just to be a part of that team over there. And we'll have a couple of individuals are here today. We'll visit with a couple of bills with Rachel and Allie. And so incredible team at the department. I'm excited to be in that leadership role. And I would humbly ask for your support, and I'd stand by if there are any questions.
Thank you. Do we have any questions of Mr. Terwilliger? I heard the Lincoln part, and I like that. That's where my stomping grounds. Yeah, a little red. Senator Wismer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, the main concern I have is who's going to fill your shoes at BFM.
Mr. Chair, Ms. Clark has told me that I can't relieve those responsibilities just yet, so I'm still helping out in that area until we have a really good plan moving forward.
One of the best answers I've ever heard. Stay right there. Senator Kamak.
I don't have a question so much as just a comment, and I've had the privilege of working with Mr. Twilliger on several different issues, and not always on the same side of the issue, and I've always found him to be very forthcoming with information and always looking for solutions rather than trying to make the problem look bigger than it is. So I appreciate the work we've done in the past. Look forward to working with you in the future.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Russell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, too, have I've been serving on this tax committee in the House and the Senate for, I believe this is my 11th year, and I've always felt like you have been palms up with us no matter what the issue in your current role or your past role. But I've got a couple of questions as it relates to some of the things that I've watched with the department over the last number of years. And what I'm trying to get at is I want to understand your perspective in the interpretation of a lot of the revenue laws. And particularly, I hearken back to the what I felt was kind of a stretch by the department. There were farmers markets in the eastern part of the state, I believe Sioux Falls. And the department made a significant change in the manner in which it interpreted the law as it related to taxation of those entities. That's one example. There are, of course, others. One just within the last couple of weeks that I was appraised of, where the department made a ruling that precluded certain entities from actually doing what they had normally done in the past in relation to certain events that legislators attend right here in Pierre. And my concern has always been that it appeared to me that the department made liberal interpretations of the statute in order to tax entities that may not have been taxed in the past. And there had been, I believe, on the farmers market matter, at the end of the day, and I can't remember all of the particulars, but I believe the department backed down in that regard. So what I'm curious about is your philosophy going forward. I know that you've been a money man in BFM, and BFM has always struggled in order to make sure that we have adequate revenue to run state government. But my concern is that when we have a department that makes rather liberal interpretations of the statute and creates a dust-up or a controversy without coming to the legislature to make the policy decision based upon the facts, my concern is that I want to know from you if you are going to have that same thought process that we've had in the past, which is what I perceive to be a liberal construction of the statutes in a manner that is taxing taxpayers, rather than looking at the textual context of the statute, making a conservative application based upon looking at it from the standpoint of the taxpayers. And if you feel that there is necessary legislation coming forward with that legislation, rather than making a ruling within the department that would be, in my mind, extremely controversial. So with that, I know that that's a compound question, but I'm looking for a governing philosophy on your part. As vis-a-vis, are you going to be looking at it from the standpoint of BFM, or are you going to be looking at it from the standpoint of the taxpayer of the state of South Dakota?
Mr. Chairman? Senator Russell, thanks for the question. You know, as I mentioned in my opening comments, I do, when I look at some of those decisions that have to be made, I do try and put myself in what's the taxpayer going to feel like? What are these decisions? What are the potential ramifications? Are we making a change in philosophy of on how those different rules or regulations are applied? And so really that is the purview that I expect that I will use. Certainly my background with Bureau of Finance and Management and my experience, I'll have to weigh those options too, but my first principle will be from the taxpayer, because that ultimately that's who we are all responsible for. And so, you know, we deal with different issues, complaints on a daily, weekly basis. And so, you know, sometimes we do have to make judgment calls, but we also do have to follow those statutes that are in law, and we have to interpret those how we need to. But and at the end of the day, we want to make sure we're applying all those rules fairly. And if there is a change, I think it is, you know, if it's a change that's going to affect business or taxpayers, I think it is, that probably would be the best course of action, that to come to the legislature or some other avenue to make sure that people are aware of that before it's a really broad-based change. Hopefully that gives you a little bit of a...
Go ahead, Senator Russell.
So after articulating that, is it your sense that you would approach things in a different or similar manner than which they have been approached up to this point, based upon your knowledge of the interpretation of rules over the last number of years?
Mr. Chairman? Well, I haven't been involved in those in the past at the Department of Revenue, and those daily, weekly, different types of decisions that have been made. And so I'll tell you that I'm going to be using probably a different approach than what it has been in the past, just because I'll have different opinions, different perspectives on how those things are laid out. And so I assume it'll be somewhat different than it has been in the past.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Comments? Okay, I'll say this, because I've always thought this way. I was asked to be a guest at the church one time up here. That one? The big one on the hill. To do something with the kids, I don't know what it was, but to speak to. I looked out in the church, and he was sitting there. So that was a good reflection. Just going to pass that on. Gave you a little boost there. So... Okay, are there any other questions or anything? I hope not. Okay, thank you. Are there any other proponents, people that would like to speak? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Kurt Everson, and I typically appear in these committees on behalf of the South Dakota Bankers Association, but that's not why I'm sitting here today. I have had the good fortune to sit and serve on the Governor's Council of Economic Advisors for some time now, ever since Jim first took on his role at BFM. As a former commissioner of BFM and as a former state's economist, I can tell you my perspective is that Jim and Liza, too, for that matter, have taken that bureau to another level beyond what we were able to do back during my time of service. And so I thought it was appropriate for me just to, with that perspective, to offer my support for Jim's appointment to the Department of Revenue to be the secretary there, and would hope the Senate would advise and consent to that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Severson. There are too many names like that around here. I apologize. I just apologize.
Obviously, he didn't see you at church.
Are there any opponents? I've locked them out. We'll close it to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair, I'd move to advise and consent.
It's It's been moved by Senator Russell and seconded by Senator Auden. Advise and consent to the executive appointment of Mr. Jim Terwilliger to the Department of Revenue. Is there any comment? Senator Russell.
Like I said earlier, I have always felt that Mr. Terwilliger, in all of my interactions with him on this committee over the last decade, has always been very forthright, even if it was a little bit uncomfortable in my questioning of him during that time frame. I've always felt like everything that he would tell me, every question that I would ask, I would get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And I greatly appreciated that because I don't always get that from the agencies. And so from that standpoint, I think that he would be very good to have at the department. I'm frankly very satisfied with the answers that he gave to me, that he will be looking at it from the standpoint of the taxpayer. And I think all too often, when we have folks that have been career public servants, sometimes we can lose sight of what we're really here for. And I don't believe that he has. And I would ask that we advise and consent in his nomination.
Thank you, Senator Russell. Are there any other comments? Questions? Hearing none, the motion before us is the advise and consent relating to the executive appointment of Jim Terwilliger to the Commissioner of Revenue. Those in favor of the motion will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Kamak?
Aye.
Auden?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Seven yeas, no nays.
Having received a majority vote, the motion to advise consent to the Senate, General Senate of Jim Terwilliger as the Commissioner of Revenue has passed.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Senator Auden.
I would move this on the consent calendar.
Second. Moved by Senator Auden, seconded by Senator Kamak to place the advice and consent appointment of Jim Terwilliger on the consent calendar. Any discussion? Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion's passed. I have to run for a little bit, so the good Senator Smith is going to take the committee over. House Bill 1040.
Illustrious leader is leaving, leaving a neophyte as a temporary chair of this committee, so be easy on me. The next bill to be considered is HB 1014, repeal certain provisions regarding payments of the tax imposed on financial institutions and banks. Do we have any proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Rachel Williams. I'm the audit director for the Department of Revenue. The bill before you today seeks to repeal a statute, 1043-54, that directs the department in how to apply payments received from financial institutions. Currently, if we receive a payment from a bank for bank franchise taxes, that payment has to be applied first to interest, first to penalty, then to interest, and lastly to tax. That is backwards from how we apply any other payments we receive in the department for sales tax, use tax, contractors, excise tax. Those payments are directed by 1059-6 to be applied first to the oldest tax, then to interest, then to penalty. When we treat payments that way, a taxpayer is able to pay off the tax balance, stop interest from accruing, and it's really a favorable treatment for the taxpayer. And by repealing this statute, banks will be treated, or financial institutions will be treated the same as the other taxpayers of the department. So today, I ask, please vote yes on House Bill 1014 so that the department can have uniform administration of payments across all taxpayers. And I will stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Kurt Everson. Now I am appearing on behalf of the South Dakota Bankers Association. The current law has been on the books since the franchise tax was enacted in the 1930s. I've been around here for a while, but not that long, and so I don't know what the rationale was to structure that payment priority then, but we are certainly supportive of the change that's embodied in 1014 and would respectfully request your support as well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Dean Krogman, I represent the independent community bankers, and we are in support of this legislation. Thank you.
Any other proponents? Do we have any opponents? Do we have any questions from the committee of the proponents? The chair would entertain a motion.
So moved. I do pass.
It's been moved by Senator Russell, seconded by Senator Stalzer. Discussion.
I like it, Mr. Chairman. This is Senator Russell. I do like it that we're repealing statute, and it appears that it has the support of the industry. So I think that we should give it a unanimous consent vote at the end here. So, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other conversation? Hearing none. Let me get to the right page. It's been moved, seconded to repeal certain provisions regarding payments of the tax imposed on financial institutions and banks. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. All those opposed? Yeah, I was going to ask to call the roll. The secretary will call the roll.
Senators Kamak?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Monroe? 6 yeas, 1 excused.
Do I repeat it?
Just say motion
passes. Motion passes on HB 1014. Been moved by Senator Stalzer, seconded by Senator Russell. Move consent. All those will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Next, we move to HB 1015, revise certain references to the Internal Revenue Code. Do we have any proponents? Please identify yourself.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Allison Kerr, and I'm with the Department of Revenue. House Bill 1015 is the annual update to certain references in the Internal Revenue Code. This is something we're required to do annually to make sure we're referring to the most current version in administering our tax statutes. There are several sections in Title 10 that reference the Internal Revenue Code, and this update simply ensures we're referring to the most current version. This year, we're also fixing a cross-referencing error that was just due to renumbering changes made in 2016. With that, Mr. Chair, I would ask for your favorable consideration of House Bill 1015. I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you. Any other proponents? Any opponents? Any other opponents? Seeing none. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the chair would entertain a motion.
I move to pass.
It's been moved by Senator Kamak, seconded by Senator Otten for due pass. Anybody have any other statements? If not, it's moved and seconded to pass HB 1015 to revise certain references to the Internal Revenue Code. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed will say nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senators Kamak?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
7 yeas, no nays.
Are there any other motions on this?
Mr. Chairman, just move to put it on consent.
Been moved by Senator Otten, seconded by Senator Kamak. Move it on consent. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. HB 1015 will move to the floor. And I gladly return the gavel back to our illustrious leader. I guess I got to take this. Is there any other business that needs to be taken care of at this time? If not, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Senator Stalzer, seconded by Senator Monroe. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're out of here.